listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rom Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gill-Paird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
There's a yoke-breaking anointing that is ripping through. This house, this hour. And I call it an intergalactic anointing. Sandalobosa. The word of the Lord said, let those that worship me in spirit and in truth. Come on, wave your hand in the house and give him worship. Wave your hands in the house and give him worship. Come on and bless God. Let me give honor to the Holy Spirit that is in our midst right now, the Roha HaKodesh. Giving honor to Apostle Gail. Welcome home, sir. His beautiful wife and children. Giving honor to Dr. Brown and family, Bishop Shaw and family. And all the musicians and appointed ministers, ministers in the pew, ministers in the making, visitors and children, accept a very warm Sabbath day's greetings. Hallelujah. I want to bring to you, I'm going to try to say it's a quick word, but it really is a long word, but I'm going to try to do it real quick. If the apostle desire to help me out again. He's the long one. See? He is the long one. I'm not the long one. Amen? Dr. Brown is the shortest speaker around here. He just blow you up and put you down. I seize the opportunity today to speak to the house. Since you did not take the opportunity of the deliverance that came forth, everybody don't receive at the same time. Some people receive their breakthrough during the praise and worship. Some people receive theirs when the scripture is being read, and some people get their breakthrough through the word. Come on, nudge your neighbor and say, it's called spirit and truth. So I bring you a quick word today. And for those of you that are listening by way of the airwave today, happy Sabbath. The message today is, the time has come. I come to the realization that we can no longer sit in our offices and fix up fancy messages and theological terms that people don't even understand, trying to impress you. Those days are over. Why? Because the time has come. The time has come to be real. is. Oh, somebody bless God. The prodigal son was in the pig pen, but when he had enough, the word of the Lord said, he came to himself and said, I will arise. Well, this preacher has come to herself, and I determined to arise and let you know the truth. The time has come. What do you mean by that, preacher? It is time for you to begin praying that God will open your heart to receive him. Do you know? You can go to church 7 days a week. You can wave your hands. You can dance to the music. You can do all the things that church folks do. And your heart is not open. Come on now. Come on now. And sometimes you know that going to church is a good and decent thing to do. It's a moral thing to do. But the question is your heart open to receive the Lord? So nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, this preacher is talking to you. If your heart is open today, then you will be able to escape that which is about to happen. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, something horrible is about to happen. There is something that is coming to planet Earth. And it is called the Great Tribulation. Oh, somebody bless God. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, you don't have any trouble yet. Neighbor, you haven't seen trouble yet. As a matter of fact, nudge another neighbor and say, neighbor, you haven't heard of any trouble yet. If you think ISIS is trouble, wait a while. I said real trouble is about to hit planet Earth. Somebody bless God. However, there is an escape plan. However, not a neighbor, I said you don't have to witness it. Oh, look at another neighbor and tell them you don't have to be here to behold it. Somebody magnify God. Somebody magnify God. So I bring you a word to wake you up. I bring you a word to shake you up. I bring you a word to turn you around. Somebody magnify God. Open your heart. What can I tell you? You can't do it. So you're going to have to pray and ask God to do it. I know the seller of purple is the Sabbath. But Lydia, the seller of purple, she was worshiping God every Sabbath day. She would go by the riverside with the Jewish women. They taught her the praise and worship dance. Hello, and she was a part of the rituals. Come on. But one Sabbath day, oh God, Paul and Barnabas, they went by that way. Somebody shout, the preacher, come by this way. And the word of the Lord said that as they began to minister and pray, that God opened her heart. And when her heart was open, she said, baptize me. Kumbia sandili Dios. Not only that, she was a powerful businesswoman. And this businesswoman house, many servants. Come on and bless God. And she went home and she said, listen up. It's baptism day. And we are going to be baptized. Oh, somebody bless God up in here. I'm telling you, when God opened your heart, your house will be right. The only reason why your stomach in the garbage in your house is because your heart is not open. You're still going to church though. And it's a good place to go. Because one of these days, peradventure, the Lord will shine on you. Oh, somebody bless God. If she was not at the right place at the right time, maybe her heart would be still closed. Somebody bless God. The point I'm trying to make to you today is that there's a great day coming. There is a sad day coming. And what is your plan? Talk with me. What is your plan? Let me explain something to you. God has seven angels that he is going to unleash to carry out a task. Hello? On the face of the earth. If you open your heart today and you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, hello, when the rapture comes, it's your escape route. Because when you open your heart and you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, then you are now betrothed to him. Because you are betrothed to him, in other words, you are now engaged to the man. Somebody bless God. The man will not allow his fiance to be destroyed or to be in the way of what the seven angel is about to unleash on the earth. Oh, somebody bless God. So he's coming to take his fiance to his father's house. Jesus is busy making preparation to receive you. Come on, pass it on. Tell that to your neighbor. As a matter of fact, call him by his name, Yeshua. Yeshua is making preparation to receive you. Kumbia Sandilu. That's why he is not here. He is planning the wedding. Oh, somebody magnify God with me. Somebody magnify God with me. I said he is making. The provisions necessary for the wedding. He's coming to take his fiance out of harm's way. Somebody magnify God. So seven angels are going to be released. Today I'm going to take you from about angel five, the fifth angel. Turn quickly, put it up there on the screen, Revelation 9. This angel was commanded come on, Mr. Engineer, moving a little slow there. Wake up. Come on, you got it, read. And the fifth angel sounded, make a declaration, make lift up your voice like a trumpet and enunciate. And when the fifth angel made that sound, it was so powerful Still not time to lock the devil up. But something else is in the bottomless pit. Come on now. What a story. I guess these things were prepared to eat up Satan. Hello? But because man refused from allowing God to open their heart, God is going to send the fifth angel to open up the bottomless pit and unleash some of the things that should destroy Lucifer. To hurt man. No, he's not going to kill you. Listen what's going to happen if you don't open your heart so that you can make it on that trip. Hello? Because I come to the realization that the reason why some of us, we're not behaving ourselves is because we don't know what is about to hit planet Earth. Hello? And he opened the bottomless pit. And there arose a smoke out of the pit. As the smoke of a great furnace. Listen. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. There's a great day coming, you all. Keep your eyes in your Bible. Hello? Verse 3 says, and there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power. Anybody ever seen a scorpion? Anybody ever been bit by a scorpion? Anybody wants to be bitten by a scorpion? Listen, 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 listen. And it was commanded them. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, listen. If the locusts can listen. If the locusts can obey God's voice. Nudge your neighbor and said, neighbor, what are you made of? Really? Really? When they came out of the pit, they were commanded, don't hurt the green grass. Because let me explain to you, what does locust do? Locusts are vegetarian. They like green stuff. Hello? They don't like meat. Come on now. So when they come upon the earth, they come to eat up your vegetation. Hello? But they were commanded, don't hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green things, neither any tree, huh? But only those men who have the seal of God have not the seal of God in their forehead. So the question is, Dr. Peart, you said it's time. It's time for what? Nudge your neighbor and say, get your seal. Sambo kumbi asende de asa. Kumbo no bosa. Get sealed. You know. Let me explain this to you. We have some folks in the church that used to get up and testify, and their testimony would be, saints, I want to hear the well done cry. These are they that has come through great tribulation and has washed their robe white in the blood of the Lamb. Don't you ever testify like that again. Hello? Because that is not for you. It is for these people that is going to get saved when we are all gone away and these terrible things is taking place upon the earth. They will repent and come to God. Come on now. And so it was told to the locusts. Only hurt those men that has not the seal of God. Not your neighbor and said, are you sealed? I don't even want to sit beside someone that is not sealed. Are you sealed? Come me a Sunday to you. Because I don't want when you're passing out, when you go, whoops, you fall on me. Come on now. And to them it was given that they should not kill them. So I come to find out that after the rapture, life is going to be extended. Hello? If you miss the rapture, you will live to face the tribulation. Is that the time? Is that the time you want your heart to be open? Is that the time you want to say, Lord, save me? You better lift up your right hand and say, Lord, save me now. Come here, Sandy Dios. Because you will not die. You will have to face the real music. Or somebody bless God up in this house. And he said, don't kill them, but that they should torment them 5 months. So you know what's gonna happen? You're going to be walking around. Locust bit you and your lip when you're sleeping. And you wake up and they can't even find your eyes. You can't even see your way. And the word of the Lord said that in those days that men shall seek for death. And death shall run away from you. Not your neighbor that is sitting beside you and said, neighbor, wake up. It's not time to sleep. Neighbor, sit up. It's not time to take a bathroom break. Neighbor! Hurt them for 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Oh Lord, help me up in here. And in those days shall men seek death. And death will run from you. So not even death don't want to be in the tribulation. Mr. Death is going to take a vacation. Oh Lord God, where will you be? I'm so glad that I'm signed up. I'm so glad that I'm signed up. Death is not going to be here. I am not going to be here. Oh, not a neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't plan on being here. Oh God. Somebody praise him. This is a good time for the church to shout and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. I thank you for salvation. I thank you that you died for my sin. Lord, I thank you. Listen, 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 how these locusts are dressed. Yes. And the shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of a man, of men. Now this is a real demon. Come on now. And they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth like the teeth of lions. Do you want to be bitten? I don't even want to see those jokers. I don't want to see them. I'll just read about them. I don't want to see them face to face. So somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody bless God. Somebody said, make me escape this, Lord. Save us for your mercy's sake. Now is a good time to raise up your hand and say, all that I am, I never hoped to be. I owe it all. Lord, I surrender. My stubborn will, at last I heeded. I will be thine and thine alone. I have news for you. Do you know that the rapture could be today? Do you know that the rapture could be tonight? And if you never get caught up, then what? Those of you that are still hooked in between two opinions, saying, Lord, I don't know if I'm ready. Lord, I don't even know if I believe this stuff. You know what? Then I will say, I would prefer to believe this stuff, and in the end I find out that it wasn't real, than not to believe this stuff and come to find out that it's real. Oh, somebody help me in this house. Rise and stand up on your feet and give God a triumphant praise. If you know that you will get caught up, give the Lord a praise.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed. Be blessed. 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 Tune in next week at the same time for part two of this message.